World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.
That is a terrific shot.
Hello, I'm Nigel Reid, and welcome to another edition of World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement. On today's show, situation vacant. Michael Dighton quits as coach of Canada, so where does the national team turn now for its next leader? Also this week, the ICC meets to discuss the Wolf Report. The talking will continue, but will the game's rulers embrace any meaningful change in the way the game is run? Plus, another setback for Pakistan. The planned mini-tour by Bangladesh is postponed on safety grounds, but are those fears justified? All that and much more this week here on World Cricket Weekly Talk. Another straight back over the bowler's head six show on the way. To help me dance down the wicket, as always, is my co-host, Canadian World Cup batsman Zubin Sukari. I think you might have been dancing down the wicket, not quite in anger yet, but you got outside, you're getting a feel for the pitches and getting yourself and your teammates at Toronto Cricket Club tuned up for 2012.
Thursday was the first day out with 19 degree temperatures, which was nice to see. It was planned early in advance, so we had a fair turnout. The ground's looking fairly good for this time of year. Plenty of coverage on the pitch and not too many bumps and roads in the outfield. We're now playing almost 90% of our games on turf with King City. And almost every single team has got a pro coming in from outside. So the actual standard of the game locally is getting better, which is nice. You know, it's slightly turning. There's a bit more of an emphasis on our domestic game with the adage of all the turf at King City and at Toronto Cricket Club. So we're getting in some good pros. There's some money being flying around. There's some players transitioning over. I think Big Rizzy Chima has gone from his Popeyes team to Brampton Masters. And we've now, Toronto Cricket Club is in the works of getting Osinde over to us, which we badly need. All exciting stuff. And we're hoping to get the schedule out and get on our way.
What are the chances of one of these clubs getting a Gale or a Rahana in the not-too-distant future? Now, that would sell a few tickets, wouldn't it? I mean, you've got to look at these guys. I mean, they're lighting up IPL, and I can't help myself. I have to sit on the couch. I can't tear myself away when Chris Gayle is batting. I mean, he's a monster. He's a monster. He's a beast.
I don't know if this guy's made a deal with the devil, but he is a phenomenal cricketer in this form of the game, in a lot of form of the game. But this guy, when he plays, it just looks like he's put two cantaloupes in his shoulders. Like he's just this round beast of a man, and you know, he's got a pretty cool demeanor to himself, and you know, just kind of walks around and strutting around, but he really backs that up with some serious cricketing shots.
It's as though T20 was created with him in mind. He's not interested in scampering a single or dashing for a double. He knows how to get the job done. He's got immense power, and he makes it look effortless. He really does. So his talent is phenomenal. But I like the story this week about ridiculous five sixes in an over, and he hit a little girl on the nose and broke her nose. And off she went to hospital, and he heard about it and went and visited her in hospital. A little 10-year-old girl, and she said, "Don't worry about it. You carry on hitting sixes." And 2 days later, he went and did exactly this. So, I mean, there's obviously a human side to the guy as well, because you could just put a cape on his back and a big S on his chest. He's just that good, isn't he?
He is that good. I don't know him personally, and, you know, you can't always go by what's being said in the media about a guy like that. He is a special case. I think, you know, he's full value, which I like to call guys full value. When you pay your money, you're going to get your value's worth. And he's like anybody in international cricket. There's a lot demanded from him, and he comes good. Pretty entertaining.
Now, what about Rahane? Because he's actually the leading scorer in IPL 5 and was on the Indian ODI team in 2011 in England. Now there are one or two people saying, well, he's scoring all these runs. You know, does he get a look in at the Test team? Now, I'm sure you would be the first to say you can't base Test selection on what a player does in T20. But he's a young player, he's obviously got talent, and theoretically a long and perhaps illustrious international career ahead of him. Do you see, in what you've seen of him, a player who could transition from limited overs, T20, into the longer forms of the game and be just as successful?
If you look at it reverse, you know, they were saying guys who are Test cricketers like a Callis and a Dravid wouldn't be successful at the 20-over stuff, and they've proved that kind of wrong. He's obviously played a lot of domestic cricket to get into that position. IPL and 20 over cricket is fairly new, and he's not, you know, he would have grown up still playing a bit of 4-day format or 3-day and 1-day stuff. So it wouldn't be totally foreign to him. And if he's a good player, he's going to be a good player. He's got a fairly solid technique. To score hundreds even in a 20-20 is not just smashing it. There is a bit of tactic to it, so yeah.
Let's talk about Michael Dighton, who has resigned his position as head coach of Cricket Canada, the men's senior teams, obviously a man you know and have played with. What's your reading of this situation?
Bit of a shock, you know, in such a short period of time. Look, I know Michael fairly well from the time he came here. He was kind of passed on through John Davison saying, listen, you know, when he comes here, just kind of look after him. And I've had a good rapport with him. And to a point where we're friends type of thing. And I'm sad to see him go. You know, it's I don't think he wanted it this way either. You know, you come into a position in another country, foreign country with a completely different take on cricket.
Philosophy,
the
perhaps?
Philosophy, yeah. And just having the access of just the basic essentials, you know, where you think you kind of take it for granted, net practices, water at practices, you know, uniform stuff.
The basics.
The basics, you know, that he potentially might not have had to experience playing first-class cricket or being around it for.
Do you sense then that it is more of a decision born out of frustration than anything else?
I think it's a couple things. I mean, he's a major family man, you know, and he has a couple kids back home, and it can't be that easy. He's been not only, if you look at just his life here, that's one thing, but he had he's been traveling for quite a bit through Holland and Scotland, so he's been playing a lot. He calls himself a cricket gypsy, so he's been around, which means it puts a lot of pressure on family life and things like that. So, and when things aren't probably running as smoothly as he'd like to, the poor performances with the team aren't great, or he's not maybe adapting well enough to the players, and being around this type of people from this community, and the type, you know, the type of guys we have, the age group and the demographic and all that. Not a great sign.
So what does Cricket Canada do next? Because there's a situation vacant, another head coach is necessary. Is this a slap in the face to Canadian cricket? You know, where does it go next? What's the next step from a player's perspective? I mean, who would the players want? Not necessarily a name, but what sort of coach could come in and have a positive effect on the players and move this program forward, because this is the senior Canadian team we're talking about.
Yeah, it's tough to say what exactly the team needs. I mean, Dites came in with a lot of emphasis on fitness and discipline and stuff like that and professionalism, and I don't see that being any different from any coach kind
of
coming.
Do you think the players bought into that? Was that part of it? I mean, not necessarily you, but you know, those players that you were around, is that perhaps part of what's formed his decision here? That he didn't necessarily feel that he was getting the discipline or the fitness or the commitment, I guess is the word, from the players that he felt he needed to make this team successful?
I think maybe there was an aspect of him that maybe didn't think that these guys were working hard enough, and maybe the players are thinking the other way around, thinking, geez, we aren't working hard enough. Mm-hmm. The fitness was definitely emphasized, and we were going quite a bit, or at least the contracted guys. I know I was trying to go, and what I was doing in the time that I was doing was pretty substantial stuff. You inject somebody else into that position, are they going to have the effect? You know, some players feed off other people a little bit better. For the type of players that we have and the makeup of our community, which is Indians, Pakistanis, basically, will they buy into like the Australian mentality or that type of mentality? I wouldn't say Australian, but that type of cricket mentality, as opposed to, you know, somebody from that side of the world, maybe just being able to relate a little bit better.
Is there a Canadian candidate? Does the next head coach of Canada need to be Canadian to have a feel for the country, to understand the challenges that face the players in a semi-pro associate type atmosphere? Or doesn't it matter? It's just the right man for the job.
It's just the right man for the job. You might have to go through a few people before you find the right person. You know, it's a position where you want somebody who has all the credentials, you know, but there's also they've also probably been pulled from other countries and other counties and other state teams for some big dollars too. So, you know, we're kind of limited to what we can actually get. You know, we need bang for the buck as far as I'm
all comes down to the almighty dollar, doesn't it always? All about money. You're in tune with World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whiskey, the spirit of achievement.